With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Texas denying an order from the Biden administration to allow federal agents to return to a park alongside its border with Mexico.
Shelby Park in Eagle Pass is currently surrounded by razor wire and fencing. Friday evening, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton released a statement saying, quote, by February 15th, DHS must supply the official plat maps and deeds demonstrating the precise parcels to which they claim ownership, an explanation of how Texas is preventing access to those specific parcels, documentation showing that Eagle Pass or Texas ever granted permission for DHS to erect infrastructure that interferes with border security, and proof of Congress empowering DHS to turn a Texas park into an unofficial and illegal port of entry.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump vowing to appeal the multi-million dollar verdict against him in a defamation case.
Claiming the legal system is out of control and being used as a political weapon, the former president denounced a New York jury ordering him to pay more than $83 million in damages to advice columnist E. Jean Carroll. In a statement, he called the verdict absolutely ridiculous and said he would appeal. Last May, another jury awarded Carroll $5 million over her claims that Trump assaulted her in the 1990s and defamed her. Greg Clugston reporting.
Biden administration delaying consideration of new natural gas export terminals in the United States. That even as gas shipments to Europe and Asia have soared since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Those grounded Boeing jets may be coming back next week, and air travelers will want to know if they're safe. Head of the FAA says he's confident they will be safe as long as the airlines follow the new inspection procedures. This is SRN News. Presbyterian Church in America sends a letter to President Biden.
The denomination wants Mr. Biden and his administration to stop pushing the transgender agenda, including sex change operations for children. A PCA spokesman tells the Christian Post, quote, it is more important than ever to protect children from the harms that come from rejecting biological sex. God created humanity male and female. Persons who try to change their biological sex are attempting the impossible. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern calling for a congressional hearing into a Biden administration's decision to keep Nigeria and India off of its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of, U.S. says, an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in the countries. This is SRN News. The West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin vowing to investigate the president's decision to block new exports of liquid natural gas. Bob Agnew has more on the story.
Senator Manchin says LNG exports play a vital role in the U.S. economy and for U.S. allies seeking alternatives to Russian natural gas. He also says the administration's halt on new export approvals appears to be motivated not by the facts but by politics. The administration confirms it will halt the export permit approvals while it investigates the impact of those exports on emissions and domestic energy prices. Bob Agnew reporting.
It's almost like a city in itself. The world's largest cruise ship is on its maiden voyage now from the port of Miami. Royal Caribbean's icon of the seas is, hang on to your hat now, this thing is 1,200 feet long, about four football fields. More details at srnnews.com.